This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 6/10/2022. Patient's last name is Weaver, first name is Edward. Date of birth is 4/11/1985. Patient is a 37-year-old male who presents with request for surgical clearance. He denies any prior medical history. Review of systems. HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain or loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, no cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Complain of left inguinal pain. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 216.2 pounds. O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 110/75. Blood pressure, heart rate is 60, respiration 18, temperature 98.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist neck, esophageal stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2 audible with regular rates and rhythm, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no orthopnea, heart abdomen is soft, bowel sounds 4 active, point tenderness to left inguinal area, no evidence of strangulation of hernia, musculoskeletal patient moves all extremities voluntarily, no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient had blood draw for required blood testings, also had chest x-ray which was clear, EKG was within normal rhythm, normal sinus rhythm. Lab test, blood test is with pending results. Patient to contact his surgeon for further instructions. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, and left inguinal hernia. Next patient, last name is Meredith, first name is Monica. Date of birth is 1/9/1953. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Patient is a 69-year-old female who presents for refill of medications. Patient has history of insomnia. She denies any other symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal drainage. She denies any eye discharge or eye pain, no blood vision, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert, oriented, times 3 with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 166 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 132/80. Pulse is 86. Respiration 18. Temperature 98. physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist neck, esophageal stiffness, no adenopathy, heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs care bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosed with insomnia and prescription refill. Patient given prescription for Lunesta, 2 mg 1 POQHS, PRN, quantity 30. Follow up as needed. Next patient, last name is Oliver, first name is Susan, date of birth is 7/24/1950, date of service 4/10/2022. Patient is a 71-year-old female who presents with complaint of cough, congestion, runny nose that's not currently active. Review of systems, HEENT. Patient complain of nasal stuffiness and intermittent discharge. Denies any ear pain, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any. Chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No abdominal pain. Skin patient denies any rash. No abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain. No joint stiffness. Physical exam. Generally, patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs. Allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 170 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 162/75, pulse is 67, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, nasal erythema and edema noted, and narrows are both moist with no active exudate. Neck is open, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs clear. Lungs have some crackles over upper lung fields bilaterally, no wheezes noted, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient was given Rocephin 500 milligrams and dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, both were well tolerated. Patient was given prescription for Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, Tesalon Pulse 100 mg 1 POTID, quantity 30, Z pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, diagnosis upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, and viral syndrome. Follow up in 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Romero, first name is Rosa. Date of birth is 2/15/1964. Date of service 6/10/2022. Patient is a 58-year-old female who presents for medication refill and checkup regarding diabetes and hypertension. Also requesting prescription refill. Patient is also complaining of nasal congestion. Review of systems, HEENT, patient complaint of nasal congestion, no active discharge, denies any ear pain or ear loss of hearing. She denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally, patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 201.2 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 120 over 60. Pulse is 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.1. Physical exam, HEENT. PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, lizard mucosa, slightly edematous and moist. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lung clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Reflexes equal, in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given 500 milligrams of Rucephin and dexamethasone 10 milligrams. IM, both are well tolerated. Prescription also given for Mabetrip, 50 milligrams, 1 POQD, quantity 90. Glimepiride, 5 milligrams, 1 POQD, quantity 90. Proglitazone, 75 milligrams, 1 POQD, quantity 90. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 POBID, quantity 180. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 POQD, quantity 90. Patient to return to clinic in a week for follow-up regarding lab results. She has a three-month lab for hemoglobin A1C, general chemistry, CBC, and thyroid panel. Loratadine also was given 10 milligrams one good day, quantity 90. Right. Diagnosis, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and prescription refill with viral syndrome. Thank you.